Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. A well-liked former Virginia congressman's been hired to help Metro get money from the federal government.
Former Congressman Tom Davis is working with Metro through the end of the year as part of a $150,000 contract with the firm Deloitte. Congressman Jerry Connolly calls it a smart move, but adds,
Tom's got his work cut out for him.
One goal Davis will help the transit agency with is extending the authorization of a 10-year capital investment program.
That Tom had a lot to do with getting started. We're in year 7 of that.
The program's given Metro $150 million federal dollars a year to make improvements, including repairing leaks and tunnels. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
For the second time in 2 months, a soldier from Tacoma Park has been killed in Afghanistan.
Sergeant First Class Alan Brown from Tacoma Park, assigned to Fort Hood, Texas, died of injuries sustained in an explosion at a U.S. airfield in Afghanistan. The Pentagon says last month a suicide bomber detonated an IED inside the base at Bagram. The bomb killed 2 U.S. servicemen and 2 American contractors. In October, Staff Sergeant Adam Thomas, also from Tacoma Park, was killed by an IED. Maria Lee on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The new MGM Casino at National Harbor opens tonight, and there's no doubt quite a few customers will be crossing the border from Virginia to get there.
They may have missed the boat on this one in Virginia, says State Senator Scott Cerevel.
We're really missing a big opportunity to help broaden our tax base.
And seeing all that money leave doesn't sit well with him.
The state of Maryland itself is going to get about $350 million a year at MGM to fund its schools, and half of that money is going to be coming from the state of Virginia.
I have a hard time seeing the General Assembly just taking it on their own to say, we're going to allow this to happen.
Virginia's still very attached to its culturally traditional roots, says political analyst Quentin Kidd, but
it could be that as Virginia sees the revenue that gets generated by Maryland, they become more open to the idea.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The heroin epidemic has touched many local communities. One Maryland county is hosting a candlelight vigil tonight at a church in Iamsville. The community event will feature a slideshow of those who have died from opioid drug overdose. 2 teenagers charged with starting the deadly Gatlinburg wildfires in the Great Smokies could also be charged as adults. More from correspondent Polo Sandoval.
The charges coming as residents begin to return home surveying the damage.
We're not alone down here. We take care of each other as people.
We just feel that we have been protected by God.
For the families of those who perished, their loss is unspeakable. 70-year-old Alice Hagler lost her life trapped in her home by the flames.
She was one of those ladies that just loved people. She never found anybody she wasn't willing to talk to. She had a lot of love in her heart. We ask for prayers for the people that are still trying to figure out how to put this thing all back together.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 19,549, the NASDAQ at 53.93. And in sports, the Washington Capitals topped the Boston Bruins 4-3 in overtime. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I imagine I'm no different than you.
Rush. We just want to laugh.
Oh. The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's going to have a fun quotient to it.
More than just politics. Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
With the holiday season upon us, everyone's looking for that deal of a lifetime or the big sale. I know where you can get both. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and right now you could save money and increase the value of your home by making one phone call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek is offering no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around that could save you money on your utility bills and add value to your home. Get the deal of a lifetime. No money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. The number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
It's 8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on 123. If you're trying to get up toward that Burke Lake area and you're in the stop and go, here's the situation. On 123 northbound, extremely slow, and that's all focused to head and take that right turn onto Lee Chapel Road. The crash is on Lee Chapel Road north of 123, but man, those delays are pretty big. Beyond that is going to be the Fairfax County Parkway north on the Lee Chapel Road stretch, to put it into perspective for you. On I-95 overall now, with delays as you come through Dale City, it's going to be Dale City into Woodbridge near the Occoquan, starting to thin out a bit up toward the Beltway, seen at the earlier crash. Still under police direction in Lorton, Route 1 at Giles Run, but you can get by the incident slowly. Maryland on 95 southbound, just at a crawl to try to get past the broken down box truck. It blocks the lane on the ramp from the southbound stretch of 95 to join onto that Beltway interloop over toward the IKEA. 270, delays start at Clarksburg, but they are solid down at the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here's how it'll go today. The clouds will be in this morning. There'll be a sprinkle, maybe even a couple of snow flurries around. And it's all out ahead of a cold front coming through. 49 this afternoon, then colder tonight, 30, suburbs 20s. Chilly day tomorrow with a gusty west-northwesterly breeze. Sunshine, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 37 in Chantilly, 35 in Rockville, 42 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
It's 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Getting your day started the right way. At the bottom of this hour, Jake Tapper of CNN will be our guest. Keep it here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Mark Kerkorian, a recognized expert on immigration issues, executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Ask him to come by today because Trump has picked someone to run the Department of Homeland Security, another general, General Kelly from the Marines. He's a retired Marine. Good morning to you, Mark. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, listen, it's a daunting task if Donald Trump is to follow up on all of the campaign promises with regard to illegal immigrants to this country, Homeland Security very much a part of that, and he's picked this guy, General Kelly, to lead the effort. What do we know about Kelly, and is it a good pick?
Well, Kelly is a recently retired Marine Corps general, and his most recent job was head of what they call Southern Command. So he oversaw all U.S. military activities in Latin America. And what brought him to the attention of Trump and his team was he testified last year about his experience being the head of Southern Command, and he said, among other things, very strong comments about border security, that cartels are using crossing our border, the border is vulnerable. I mean, he's actually still working for Obama at this point, and making clear that the border is not being secured. So from the perspective of border security and, you know, probably even other kinds of enforcement, he's likely to be pretty solid. He's a no-nonsense guy. My concern is, and I don't know that there's a problem, it's just that we don't have any answers, is he as committed to the other side of immigration enforcement, immigration law, which is not just the physical security of Americans, keeping out terrorists and cartel hitmen, this kind of thing, which is important. The other side, though, is the economic security of Americans, enforcing the law against employers hiring illegal aliens, upholding the standards for giving out work permits, all of that kind of stuff is not as, it's not as sexy as border enforcement. It's also something that's never been in, that General Kelly's never dealt with before. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that he'll be in a good position to stick with, that kind of enforcement, restore that kind of enforcement. But it's an open question. We don't know yet.
Well, and to that end, I mean, listen, the wall was obviously a major part of President-elect Trump's campaign. And you just laid out all of the reasons why border security is critically important well beyond immigration. But with regard to the bigger picture of immigration, which you handle there at Center for Immigration Studies, what part of border security or how big a part does border security play into the big picture of immigration?
It's important. There's no question that, if anybody can walk across your border, that's it doesn't matter what the rest of your immigration law is. The problem is that it's important but not the whole picture, and people are tempted to view it as the whole picture because you can see it. You can see the fence. You can see the Rio Grande River. But there's a lot more to it, and just as one example of how much more there is to it, each day in the United States, about 1,000 illegal aliens move here to live. 1,000 a day, illegal immigration. Of that 1,000 a day, something like 600 are visa overstayers. Mm. They're people who came in legally, they got a visa or something like that, and they just never left when they were supposed to.
Wow.
That is the main challenge we now face, the biggest of the immigration challenges, and yet it's not something you can fix with a fence.
Well, even so, there are some new reports out that suggest that the number of people coming across the border right now is at epic proportions. I mean, much more than we saw in 2014. I saw a story this morning that suggested that in Texas, they were stopping about 2,000 a day. And I say stopping, they're basically taking them in, feeding them, processing them, and then releasing them into the country because they're requesting asylum. Asylum demands are up some 900% right now. This is a huge problem that this guy's going to be stepping into.
Absolutely. And even there, the problem is not the wall, a wall or something. The problem is the Obama administration's policies. These are the people coming from Central America, and any illegal immigrant who has a kid with him, or any illegal immigrant who's a woman, or any illegal immigrant who says, "Oh yeah, no, I've been here since before 2014. I just happen to be right here near the border." Mm-hmm. Border Patrol has to let them go. Border Patrol lets go at least 80% of all the people they arrest. Just lets them into the United States with a piece of paper.
Wow!
They basically turned into travel agents instead of law enforcement, and it really it obviously undermines their morale. That's something that can start to be fixed right away on January 20th. But again, that's a policy thing. It's not, walls aren't going to stop it, because if you're just waving everybody in, well, then, the walls, all the other enforcement stuff doesn't matter.
Well, is there anything, though, that can be done, given the fact that, I mean, a lot of people, obviously, on January 21st, I think people who want to come to America from, countries like Mexico and Central America, they realize it's going to be different. And they're trying to get in now. But is there anything we can do to stop what's going on right now? Because it seems to me, basically, it's the welcome mat is out right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, as long as Obama's president, that, vulnerability is going to remain. And if anything, is going to speed it up. I mean, for instance, Obama made this agreement with Australia to take maybe 1,500 or so, maybe as many as 2,000 illegal aliens that Australia has determined don't qualify as refugees, but they're holding them in these offshore detention facilities. It's become a political headache for the Australian government. And so Obama said, it's no problem. We'll just dump them in the United States. There's going to be more stuff like that over the next, 2 months.
Yes. And speaking of that, there's another push we're seeing over the next 2 months, Mark Krikorian, and I'd love for you to address this. I have heard you address it before, but it needs to be repeated. This suggestion from liberal activists, immigrant rights activists, that Barack Obama should use his pardon power to pardon 11 million illegal immigrants in this country or more. Explain to me how that's not really feasible and, for that matter, doesn't really get these illegal immigrants out of trouble.
Well, the first of all, the White House has said they're not going to do it anyway. So
but you're still seeing that. I mean, they're
still pushing.
There's no question about it.
And it's a kind of desperate last minute thing. And it wouldn't even work because the president can pardon people from for crimes they've committed. And almost every illegal immigrant has committed multiple crimes, not just sneaking across the border, but ID theft, perjury, all kinds of tax fraud, whatever. But that doesn't make them legal. Even if he pardoned them all, they'd still be illegal aliens.
Right.
It wouldn't fix anything. And like I said, I think it's something they sort of as a desperation measure. Some of these pro illegal immigration folks just made up.
Riz, let's be clear on that. Let's say he does pardon them all. That doesn't stop Department of Homeland Security on day one from deporting somebody. You don't have to have a criminal record to be eligible for deportation.
No, exactly. In fact,
so it's all just a game for the media to play.
Right. Now, the president could. There's other things he could do instead of this pardon thing, and this is why I'm surprised they've pushed this. I think it's because they don't know what they're talking about. There's something called temporary protected status, which actually is legal, that the president can give for limited periods of time to people from countries where there's natural disaster, civil war, that kind of thing, and we can't deport them. If I were the White House and I sort of figured I had nothing to lose, I would just give temporary protected status to all illegal aliens.
Mark, they listen to us every time.
Don't give them any idea.
Can we
hit the dump button on that?
Mark Krikorian may have just said
a profanity. That's thanks for joining us.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks, Mark. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Of course, Mark Krikorian would never say a profanity on the air or off.
No, but, boy, that's not a good idea. Don't give him any good ideas. Time for traffic and weather. Let's check in with Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Did I hear dump? Well, we have a dump truck accident on Route 1 in the Lorton area, but you're under police direction. You can get through this. This is going to be on Route 1 near Giles Run that puts it north of the Occoquan, so just be prepared for a little bit of that extra volume through there. 95, we shape up like this. Before you get to Cardinal Drive through Dale City toward the Occoquan, slowing. Again, off and on through Lorton, Newington earlier, crash near the Beltway cleared. On Lee Chapel Road, north of 123 for crash cleanup under police direction. We'll take you around on the 66. Boy, under SafeTrack Surge 11, I've definitely seen more cars on the road here. 66 inside the Beltway, each direction through Falls Church. The Orange Line trains are single tracking between East and West Falls Church under that program. On 270 out of Clarksburg and down to the Beltway, solid lineup. And 95, might want to rethink this here. 29 out of Fairland, you're in delays through White Oak, but 95 almost out of Laurel, jam to get down to the Beltway Inner Loop exit ramp with the broken down truck. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a little bit of breezy weather today. Temperatures around 49 degrees. Tonight it'll dip down. It's going to be kind of cold. 30 degrees below freezing tonight. Continued breezy conditions. Friday, sunny, 42. And then tomorrow night, down well below zero, 28. Saturday and Sunday, looking at highs in the low to mid 40s. Currently in the nation's capital right now, 38 degrees, 817 on WMAL.
Winter is right around the corner, and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It was only yesterday that Leonardo DiCaprio rode that fateful elevator trip up to Donald Trump's office at Trump Tower and sat with the president-elect and talked about his climate change agenda. And now here we are, 12 hours later, and all of his dreams about any climate change policy administered through the Environmental Protection Agency have sunk into the icy waters like that fateful ship, the Titanic.
That's right.
Leonardo DiCaprio got his 15 minutes with the president-elect, but Scott Pruitt was named the EPA administrator, and it's a beautiful thing to behold.
The Attorney General of Oklahoma, who has actually sued the EPA.
Yeah, along with many other states. But by the way, I just want to... He did sue the EPA, by the way, with a majority of the United States.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad suit. I think it's a great suit.
But they make it sound like he's single-handedly sued the. But that being said,
but clearly this was not the guy that Leonardo DiCaprio wanted.
No.
And he had to soothe his disappointment by getting into his personal jet and flying off somewhere with a supermodel in tow.
So he goes up there along with Terry Tamminen, the CEO of the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation. And they said in a statement, "Today we presented the president-elect and his advisors with a framework which LDF developed." That would be the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation. "LDF developed in consultation with leading voices in the fields of economics and environmentalism that details how to unleash a major economic revival across the United States centered on investments in sustainable infrastructure." Well, we'll see what comes of that. Meanwhile, more entertainment news.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Beyonce was at the Country Music Awards and performed with Dixie Chicks and she put on a twang?
Yes, and I said at the time, just because you sing a song with a twang doesn't make it a country song.
But Brian, it's Beyonce. See, there. That's got to be country, and she loves her lemonade.
One slide note does not make it a country song.
Well, you ain't alone there, buddy, because the Country Music Committee of the Grammy Awards have revealed, you know, each category of music has their own committee to determine the nominations. That makes sense. And even though Beyonce led the pack this year in the music industry with the most Grammy nominations, 9 in total, she did not get the coveted nomination for Country Music Performance with that song, Daddy Lessons.
Damn straight.
Yeah, they said, sorry, you ain't country, girl.
I'm glad.
Well, we don't know exactly what they said, but they did, in fact, reject
they said,
Daddy Lessons.
Yes, you can't sing a song with a little bit of twang and make it a country song. They followed, I am certain, the Brian Wilson, you know, theory about this song.
I'm quite sure that that's...
I think they did.
That's.
I have the ear of the committee, I'm sure.
It came from. Meanwhile, also in entertainment
radio,
news,
you know.
Last night, many people, it turns out millions of people, tuned in to see Broadway live on television.
They landed on her feet. She's got goodies. He found a place to nest. She's got goodies. If I were her, I'd be depressed. Long tail, short tail, fuzzy legs, laying eggs.
The Baltimore-based musical Hairspray, based on the John Waters iconic film of the 80s, did its live performance following in the footsteps of Rocky Horror Live and Grease Live and Sound of Music Live and yada, yada, yada. NBC seems to always do this.
Well, some of
right
them have
now.
Been well received and some of them have not. How did this one get received?
Well, I don't know about the critics. I don't know about the Broadway aficionados, but I do know that one Brian Neiman, former co-host of Mornings on the Mall, who is a Baltimore guy, he took to Twitter last night and said...
Very, very offended.
He said Hairspray was solid last night.
Yeah,
he liked it.
Yeah, but
there was one thing.
One thing.
Well, you know, it's done live, so they had some outdoor scenes, and it was done in L.A., and apparently there were San Bernardino
mountains in the background.
And Neiman said, what's up with the mountains in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Apparently a lot has changed since 1962. Mm. Well, one thing we can say for certain, yes, Baltimore has changed quite a bit since 1962.
It is now 8:22 on WMAL.
This is Jamie Whitten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Okay, guys, look, have you looked at the calendar? I've got this calendar right here, and I see that, you know what? Christmas is not that far off, and you haven't gotten that special gift for that special lady in your life. And I know this is a problem. Every year you go through this. What do I get that woman? I have no idea what to... Well, let's just let your friend and radio buddy Brian Wilson help you. She needs Hoodie Footy Pajamas by Pajamagram. Because face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time at all. It includes many different kinds of hoodie footies are available, including one they're talking about. This sounds really good. The Mink Chocolate Hoodie Footy. Mink Chocolate Hoodie Footy. Buy these wonderful, wonderful kinds of pajamas at pajamagram.com and save $60. Here's the deal. You don't have to wrap it because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
The last thing I wanted to inherit from my mom was her varicose and spider veins. Then it happened. Embarrassing, bulgy, naughty-looking legs. Not to mention the pain and swelling. I just couldn't stand it anymore, so I went to Vein Clinics of America.
Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S., and for 35 years, they've been the leading expert in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour, with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing dresses again.
Whether it's a family gathering or office formal, make sure your legs look and feel their best this fall. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
It is now 8:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, the not-so-bad news. To the Wilson Bridge, your delays right near St. Barnabas Road. It has been worse, so just that stop and go. Do have the volume, though, heading through Largo and over toward 50, the John Hanson Highway, due to a stalled car. Outer loop stretch of the Beltway before you get to 50. Broken down truck is still with us on the ramp from Maryland 95 as you would merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway, heading over toward the IKEA, and it is solid out of Laurel, just south of 198. So 95, extra pressure is on. Glad you're paying attention because you need extra time or wait it out so they can get that cleared. 270 out of Clarksburg into Rockville to the spur. Heavy stop and go. 66 as you come through Manassas Center. But pretty normal delays again through Fair Oaks and jam through Falls Church each direction. Again, over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Traffic update is brought to you by Petco. Don't forget about gifts for the pets in your life. Take an extra $20 off any in-store purchase of $100 or more at Petco now through December 11th. Plus, get cute photos of your pet taken on Santa's lap in-store this Saturday. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front still back to our west, so we'll be in overcast, and the winds will start to pick up today. The overcast for the morning, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's a couple of raindrops or snow flurries. And then partly cloudy this afternoon, 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 37 degrees at 827.
We told you the Hot Stove League was going to be hot during these winter meetings right here in the nation's capital for Major League Baseball, and it looks like the Washington Nationals have made one of the biggest trades of the offseason.
Yeah.
They have sent three prospects to the Chicago White Sox in exchange for 28-year-old center fielder Adam Eaton. And I tell you, this is going to be scrutinized quite a bit in the offseason because the three prospects were young pitchers that the Nationals had high hopes for. Lucas Giolito, who had been actually brought up for a couple of games last season. They're trying to get him his first major league when he didn't come through, but they have high hopes for him. Ronaldo Lopez and their 2016 first-round draft pick, Dane Dunning. So they go to Chicago, and the Nats get Adam Eaton, and people are going to say, oh, you're trading away the future.
Adam Eaton. Not a name I've heard before.
He's a real consistent player. He started with, I believe, the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's been with the White Sox for a while, and it's interesting. Bryce Harper tweeted out, wow, and that was it while. And everyone was like, is that a good wow or a bad wow?
Like, wow, I can't believe this, or wow, ooh, what a mistake, I love this.
About 20 minutes later, he tweeted out his welcome to his new teammate, Adam Eaton, and he's looking forward to playing the outfield with him, so we shall see what happens there.
How about that?
Listen, everybody criticized the Nats last year when they picked up Murphy. That worked out pretty good. They criticized them when they picked up the contract, when they took Max Scherzer in free agency, and that worked out pretty good. Yeah. So let's see what happens.
Listen, they've got a pretty good track record. In the Nats, I trust for the moment.
8:28 on WMAL.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
power
Novick power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents,
Added to our few cents.
Add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novec power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at Novec.com.
And I'm Jerry Rice saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Oh.
These overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into aching muscles and joints for fast, soothing pain relief. I go for Tiger Balm after every game.
What every armchair quarterback needs, proven pain relief.
And a good wide receiver.
You don't know any, do you?
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Thursday doesn't have much to offer when you compare it to its flashier brother Friday. Unless you count basking in your blackjack streak while sampling the international cuisine of National Market, before having macaroons at the world-famous Bellagio Patisserie, with its floor-to-ceiling chocolate fountain and all its sweet, chocolicious glory. Unless you count that.
At MGM National Harbor, even Thursdays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Coming up, Jake Tapper from CNN. Right after the news, it's 8:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. News brought to you by AT&T. Prince George's County Executive Rashern Baker has high hopes for the MGM Casino opening at National Harbor tonight.
For Prince George's County, what it means is that we're on the map. In terms of economic development, we're a player now, not only in this region, but in the state. And this is a signal of that.
Baker on News Channel 8, Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski says there are plenty of security cameras watching you on site.
In this room, you'll find a lot of cameras devoted principally to traffic control. In that room, you'll find a bank of cameras that are monitoring garages here at the National Harbor.
And, of course, inside the casino itself. Back in court, Dylan Roof, the man charged with killing 9 black parishioners at a Charleston church. His defense attorney says Roof is willing to plead guilty if the death penalty is taken off the table. Greg Lake, frontman for Emerson, Lake & Palmer and King Crimson, has died at the age of 69. His manager says Lake died after a long and stubborn battle with cancer. His death comes just 9 months after bandmate Keith Emerson died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 19,549, NASDAQ at 5393. In sports, Caps beat the Bruins 4-3 in overtime. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this midsize accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all out and about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy, giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives allows you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
When everyone's home for the holidays, they expect their favorite foods.
I wait all year for that sausage stuffing.
I only use Premio sausage. Premio started 40 years ago as a neighborhood Italian butcher shop, making fresh, authentic Italian sausage.
Hey!
You're eating all the Premio! With butcher-quality cuts of pork, seasoning, spice, and nothing else. No fillers. Traditional Italian ingredients used for generations. Dig in. Mouth-watering taste in every bite. That's what Premio brings to the table.
Premio. The way sausage should be.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
The holidays are here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 15% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
It's 8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Van Dorn Street has made a great recovery. Northbound prior to the Beltway crash is gone, as are the delays. So northbound Van Dorn getting up to the Beltway, you are in good shape. Now on the Beltway, leaving Springfield to Annandale, slowing. Then you're jammed from near the toll road to the Legion Bridge. The accident we have is inbound on the toll road, eastbound Dulles Toll Road, as you come up to the Beltway. Looked like just one left lane was getting by the scene of the crash. George Washington Parkway commuters, southbound with the heavy stop and go past the overlooks down toward the bridges. Again, to the 14th Street Bridge, are slow to make that merge into town. 395 slows most of the way back to the Capitol Beltway. From Maryland, 95, here's the story. It looks like the broken down truck has been cleared off of the exit ramp from southbound 95 to the inner loop, but the delay is jammed out of Laurel, and that takes you down to about Calverton before the pace improves. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front's on the march. Today we should still have a day where we're reasonable in terms of temperatures. Clouds in this morning. I'm not going to be surprised if there's a sprinkle, maybe even a couple of snow flurries, especially west and north. Then partly cloudy this afternoon, 49. The winds will go northwest. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 43 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry in the house today. Joining us on the line right now, the anchor of CNN's The Lead and State of the Union, our friend Jake Tapper. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning.
I see that on this Sunday, you're going to have presidential candidate Joe Biden on your show. What was that all about?
In the next 4 years, we're already starting in 2020, we thought we'd get a start with the man who's already thrown his hat in the ring.
I think he's backed away from that some, hasn't he?
He has a little, but who knows what he meant. I mean, I don't think he was joking. I think he said it, and then later was asked, well, do you mean it? And he said, like, oh, you know, I have no plans to run. But, you know, Joe Biden, I think, is always running, kind of. He thinks he would be a good president.
Yeah, but he'll be old.
Yeah, he will. He'll be 78. The current president, the new president, I should say, will be 74. I mean,
I suppose.
I don't know. Is that big a difference?
I guess maybe not. Joe Biden's like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going and going.
But, Jake, it does call into question. There's, you know, other than Keith Ellison, who yesterday said that he's willing to give up his House seat if he gets elected to the chairmanship of the Democratic National Committee, you do see the leadership for the Democratic Party, and it does seem, if we're looking at demographics here, they do seem a little old compared to the Republicans with the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan.
Absolutely. The three leaders in the House right now, Pelosi, Hoyer, and Clyburn are all in their 70s, while the leadership of the Republicans in the House, they're in their 40s and 50s. And then obviously Harry Reid's on his way out, but Chuck Schumer is not a young man.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the Democrats have a problem right now. Their leadership is old, and their leadership is, for the most part, not symbolic of the heartland of America, where Democrats really need to improve. I mean, the idea that Hillary Clinton lost because she lost Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, three states that have not gone Republican in a presidential race since 1988, since I was 19 years old, and I'm 47 now. I mean, that's a real problem for the party, and they're going to have to figure out how to get out of it. I don't see any obvious solution right now, and you're 100% right. The very fact that people are talking about Joe Biden, who will be 78 and obviously has run for president and not won before, as a potential solution to the problem, and I've heard many Democrats in the last month talk about, boy, if only Biden had been the one running,
yep,
that really does speak to an empty bench.
Looking forward to that interview with Joe Biden this Sunday, Jake. Jake, also, you know, one of the things that I really admire about you is your reporting on the military and your, I believe, great respect and love for our military. So I'd love for you to chime in and give context to this concern that we're now seeing. You saw it in the Washington Post this morning about the fact that three retired generals are now going to have prominent positions in the Trump cabinet. Is this an anti-military suggestion, or is there just important and legitimate wariness about people transitioning from the higher ranks of the Pentagon to a civilian job in the White House?
I don't fully understand it, to be honest, just from a personal point of view. I am willing to hear the arguments, and I said this yesterday when we were talking about our show and planning on a discussion of this and whether or not I should ask Kelly Ayotte about, because she was going to be a guest on the show, about whether or not that's too many generals. I mean, I guess a perspective could be that's too many people with one particular background. But I don't really see it because especially General Mattis and General John Kelly are highly respected leaders. I get why people might have a concern about civilian leadership of the Pentagon and should there be a waiver for Mattis, et cetera. But like just looking at their qualifications, Kelly and Mattis are so respected by not just the military, but by people in civilian life who know anything about the military. They're so respected by both Democrats and Republicans. I don't fully understand it. I'm not dismissing it. I'm willing. My mind is open.
Yeah.
But I don't really get it myself.
Yeah. I think I'm with you. I think it's worth a conversation, but I don't quite know the concern.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we want good people. And you know what? Sometimes good people go into the military.
Yeah, that's right. They had a great long
and
run
get
of
promoted
success
up to the highest level. Yeah.
And listen, I want to ask you though about what happened with the EPA. So, I mean, Donald Trump has a meeting with Al Gore. And then he has a meeting with Leonardo DiCaprio, in which they talk about global warming and climate change and all the things that they care about. And immediately after the meeting with DiCaprio, Donald Trump makes it known that his choice to be the leader of the EPA is Scott Pruitt, the Attorney General of Oklahoma, who has, has actually even filed a lawsuit against the EPA.
Right.
He's a critic of the EPA and its policies.
It says to me that, he is going to, when it comes to environmental issues, he is going to govern, and he plans to govern exactly as he said he would. He ran as a climate change denier. He ran as somebody who is more interested in freeing up regulations and not particularly interested in even some of the environmental measures that...
Well, then why spend an hour with Al Gore and an hour with Leonardo DiCaprio?
I don't know.
Well, they're Oscar winners. He could have gotten their autographs, you know.
We are told... That's right.
Never know.
We are told, although Al Gore was an Oscar winner before Leo, we should tell.
Right. Oh, exactly.
We are told that Ivanka, the climate change is an issue important to Ivanka.
Yeah.
So maybe that was what he was willing to do for Ivanka. Oh, hey, will you at least listen to what these guys have to say? You know, there is an argument, and I don't know if this is what Al Gore and not Leo had anything to say, but there is an argument that even if you don't believe in it, despite the overwhelming majority of climate scientists saying that man-made climate change is real, why not take out an insurance policy? That's the old Ronald Reagan argument about the ozone. And B, this is going to be an area where businesses make billions of dollars in the next couple decades. Why not have the United States get out on front of that so that the United States is able to at least profit from the fact that so many people believe the science on this? But, you know, the nomination of Pruitt certainly suggests that the meetings with Gore and DiCaprio were really nothing more than meetings.
Perfunctory, yeah. All right, got to leave it right there. Jake Tapper, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
It's 844 on WMAL.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
What will your gift be this holiday season that sort of stays with you, that you're going to think back on and say, wow, I'm so happy that I got that present. How about looking 10 to 15 years younger? Boy, talk about the gift that keeps on giving, huh? Would you like a youthful appearance for Christmas or for Hanukkah or for your New Year's? Listen, why don't you give yourself that gift, or you can give it to your loved one. With Esotique XV, they've got a great Christmas and holiday sale right now from Chamonix on Esotique XV, and you can treat yourself or your spouse to the very best luxury skincare that money can buy. I love Esotique XV. I use it. And most importantly, my wife Meredith loves it. She sees the difference in my face, those micro lines, those crow's feet. They look like they're just vanishing from my face. And I love that. Who doesn't want to look 10, 15, or even 20 years younger? And you'll get your money back if you don't. From today until Christmas, order Esotique XV, and you'll get Genucel for bags and puffiness and the legendary deep firming serum for free. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you order now, they're going to throw in shipping for free. That's three free gifts if you call 800-525-2720 or go to xvbeauty.com.
It is 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather, every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 through Dale City and Woodbridge still have the stop and go, but our earlier morning crash north of Newington really held us up. Now that traffic's been released, everyone's on to 395, so slows most of the way as you come off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, thus the late rush hour there. On the inner loop of the Beltway, Springfield to Annandale slow, east on the toll road prior to the Beltway had the crash. Now Maryland, broken downs that have caused us delays. One on southbound 95 has been removed. The exit ramp that would take you onto the inner loop over toward the IKEA, but still very slow as you head past 198 in the ICC, south on 95. Again, finally, lanes have been reopened. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, crews were looking for a crash in Laurel near 197. And the other stalled vehicle, still blocking it, last check, on the Beltway on the outer loop before you get to 50, the John Hanson Highway. So coming around out of Forestville near Route 4 with the volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder temperatures in by tomorrow. Today we should still get into the upper 40s. Radar picking up a couple of snow flurries, maybe a few raindrops. No accumulation, though. This afternoon will brighten it up. The winds will go northwest. Still in the upper 40s. And then tonight we're a little colder, 30, 20s for the suburbs. Sunshine on Friday, windy and cold, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 39 degrees at 8:47.
The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas.
You know what Texans love, perhaps more than anything?
It's like perfume.
Well, there's a lot of things they love. I mean, they love their big pickup trucks.
Yeah.
That's why I drive a pickup truck.
And their guns.
And their guns.
And their barbecue.
And their barbecue.
And their oil.
And
their football, their high school football.
And they like their Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
Part of that is queso dip. Can we just for a moment stop and talk about the wonder that is queso? I had me some queso yesterday, as a matter of fact. It's good stuff. And up on Capitol Hill, you know who else is defending queso? Ted Cruz is.
What makes Texas queso so great?
It just tastes good. It speaks to the soul. Good queso relaxes you.
Yeah, it does.
Can I just tell you, growing up in Michigan and then moving to Southern California, I was unfamiliar with this queso phenomenon. It wasn't until I'll be honest, when I dated a girl from Texas and ended up marrying a girl from Oklahoma, and they were, you know, nuts about queso.
Yep.
And I made the mistake of saying, cheese dip?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
See, now, see, this is the thing.
Yeah.
There was a fight because somebody wrote a story that Arkansas was laying claim to having created queso. And the Texans said, over our dead bodies, will we allow that statement to stand? What they do in Arkansas is not queso. It is cheese dip. You know, in Texas, we know about queso.
Cheese dip can be served on a Ritz cracker or with one of those tiny Vienna sausages. Queso is made to be scooped up with tortilla chips, dribbling down your chin and onto your shirt. One is a visceral, emotional, powerful family bond as you and your kids pour into nachos covered in queso. The other is party favors.
Yeah, I'm telling you. There you go.
All right. Well, listen,
so that debate has been settled.
I hate to break it to all you Texans, but when I was first told, hey, do you want to get some queso, when I was at a Mexican restaurant, or Tex-Mex, as you like to refer to it, and I looked at the person across from me and said, well, I expect to have queso on pretty much all of the food I'm ordering, because queso is Spanish for cheese. Mm-hmm. So when you say, I really like queso, and Texas invented queso, and queso's a guy, all you're doing is saying cheese.
But
it's cheese. Seriously, sometimes I worry about the IQ of Texans when they embrace things like
son,
this.
Son, you watch your step.
Queso.
I mean, I'm serious.
Is cheese.
You know what? You keep talking like that, I'm going to kick you off this show. I am. I've had it with you.
I think you should. I really think you should. Queso is cheese. That's all it is. It's the Spanish word for cheese.
Yeah,
I stand behind no man in my love for cheese.
Okay, well, we all love cheese, but I love queso dip.
And apparently so does Ted Cruz.
It's 8:50.
And if he's looking for a morning radio gig, perhaps Ted Cruz should give us a call.
It's 8:50 on WMAL.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
It's a culmination of 20 years of work. What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL. A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You often hear that public enemy number one in the fight against obesity is sugary drinks. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. How do you get people to drink less? Well, some have said the best way is to incentivize the behavior, like give them money, or in this case, make the behavior more expensive. Well, that's exactly what Berkeley, California did last year when it became the first city in the country to impose a soda tax. Now, the rate was just 1% more expensive for every fluid ounce, but it seemed to make a big difference. Consumption of sugary drinks dropped 20% in some neighborhoods. That's according to the Berkeley study. Researchers say, though, that they're not too optimistic the results will be sustained. Oftentimes, people are more sensitive to a tax like this one when it is new. Nevertheless, whatever the strategy, cutting out or at least cutting back on sugary drinks can go a long way. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have late troubles on the Virginia Beltway. Crash is on the outer loop right under 66. And in fact, I just watched them pick up the cones, the fire and rescue units pick up the cones from the left side. Fire trucks moved along and now they've released two left lanes. Initially, everyone had been stopped. Still a ton of rescue there at the scene of this crash. I see a vehicle and a flatbed tractor trailer involved in the crash. So if you're coming from Maryland, you have the volume across the Legion Bridge. This is going to quickly link up to this crash at I-66. Late rush hour as well, 395 out of Landmark to and across the 14th Street Bridge. 95 Maryland out of Laurel down to the Beltway, still pushing well below speed, but the stalled box truck out of the travel lanes, and the stalled on the Beltway Maryland is on the outer loop before 50. Traffic update brought to you by Petco. Don't forget about gifts for the pets in your life. Take an extra $20 off any in-store purchase of $100 or more at Petco now through December 11th. Plus, get cute photos of your pet taken on Santa's lap in-store this Saturday. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder temperatures in by tomorrow. Today we should still get into the upper 40s. Radar picking up a couple of snow flurries, maybe a few raindrops. No accumulation though. This afternoon will brighten it up. The winds will go northwest. Still in the upper 40s. And then tonight we're a little colder. 30, 20s for the suburbs. Sunshine on Friday. Windy and cold, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 39 degrees at 8:56.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson with Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. If you're thinking of selling in 2017, make the smarter choice and save thousands. Get the same full-service listing without the high commission sticker shock. We've already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Don't mess with climbing a ladder to clean your clogged gutters. Call LeafGuard today. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. LeafGuard lets the water in and keeps the leaves and debris out. Best of all, it comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever does clog, LeafGuard will clean them for free. Right now, take advantage of LeafGuard's year-end sale. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off all downspouts. They'll even give you a $25 gift certificate with your free in-home estimate. Call 703-291-3114 or find out more at briangutters.com.
Hey, we the people made history. We triumphed over the political and media elite. Bravo! Now comes the dirty work draining the swamp, dismantling decades of progressive policies which have brought America to the brink of financial ruin. One book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, explains what must be done right now. It offers solid steps to protect yourself from the risks these elites have set in motion, like a $20 trillion debt explosion, an entitlement collapse, stagnant growth with rising inflation, and the ongoing war on cash and your privacy, all of which could take many years to repair, even under President Donald Trump. Expect much pain before any gain, like after the Carter years. So do not let your guard down. You must call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. Again, 1-800-289-2646. Write it down, 1-800-289-2646. Then what are you going to get? A free $20 book right now. 1-800-289-2646.
Hi, it's Jamie Witten. Well, you may know me as the traffic reporter from WMAL. Did you also know that, like some of you, I too was looking for a new caring dentist? Thankfully, I found the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Their personalized care and attention to detail was something I had never experienced from any dental office. They have created a compassionate, warm, and welcoming environment for the most fearful patients. Trust me, it's really life-changing. Need another reason to call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry? They care deeply about the Fisher House Foundation and will donate $100 to the Fisher House for every new patient visit this month. So call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Coming up on Friday, tomorrow, Trevor Maddich will join us to talk about the Redskins, and Brett Baer will be along.
Yeah, and show up today at 5 p.m. right here in WMAL, as I'll tell you what happened during your workday as you head home.
Here's Chris Plant.
Chris Plant.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
See, only you would know the next lyrics. Nobody else here? No, nobody else
I did. I know. I know it.
You know the rest of the lyrics?
Good morning. Because my Uncle Donald was in this.